The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Got Griff with us. Mike Griffith joins us on Tuesdays in this slot. Griff, how do you split your time between basketball and football this time of year?
Wow. Pretty much do as much football as there is to do. And then, what's left over, cover basketball. You know, we cover all the Georgia basketball home games. And, we've traveled to a couple. We were up at Tennessee and obviously Georgia Tech and Auburn, so we'll cover some road games selectively, but primarily it's about, Georgia football and SEC football, so I'm down at the Senior Bowl this week.
Big news over the weekend with Charlton Warren leaving Florida to come to Georgia. Was that expected?
No, not at all. Actually, a lot of people looked at it on the front end and I guess thought that maybe he should interview and had reported prematurely that he'd interviewed when he hadn't. In fact, it wasn't until later in the week that Kirby ran across Charlton Warren, and I guess that might have come up because they started talking, and Kirby ended up really liking the guy, and it really is a good fit when you think about it. If you know Charlton's background, being a guy from Atlanta, a service guy, high aptitude guy, obviously if you're at the Air Force Academy, you've got a pretty high IQ and a pretty diligent and disciplined person in the classroom, as Kirby was. Kirby was, I think, a four-time academic All-SEC, and then they were both great players. Both guys were DBs about the same age. Charlton's 41, Kirby's 43. Kirby was All-SEC safety, and Charlton was known as Mr. Intensity. He was the weight room guy, won that award at Air Force. So they hit it off, and I think Georgia's found a really good match. We knew how difficult it was going to be to replace Mel Tucker, who was probably the most accomplished assistant coach in college football, now the head coach at Colorado. But I think Charlton brings a youthful energy and discipline that Kirby really likes to that secondary.
You covering both Tennessee and Georgia, among other schools, in your time in this business, what was the word on D'Angelo Gibbs? He transferred, and Tennessee fans are kind of excited, but I've been telling them to pump the brakes on that a little bit.
I wouldn't pump the brakes on anybody. You know, a kid gets a second chance at a school like Tennessee, everybody should be happy. Georgia fans should be happy. Tennessee fans should be happy. D'Angelo wasn't a part of the Sugar Bowl trip. He wasn't a part of the postseason for Georgia last year. He wasn't enrolled in the spring semester. Nobody needs to be talking bad or assuming the worst. I don't know. I look back when I was 18 to 21, and I've got kids, and Bill, you've got kids, and I think everybody listening's got kids. I mean, for gosh sakes, a kid gets a second chance. Let's all be happy about that. And he's a talented guy and, a new play, so, everybody should get behind him. Georgia, Tennessee, everyone. I think it's refreshing, and it's a good thing when a player gets an opportunity to go somewhere else, especially an opportunity to a place like Tennessee where, Philip Fulmer's making all these great splashy hires. I mean, this is exactly what needs to happen, for Tennessee to get back where they need to be. I mean, this doesn't happen without Philip Fulmer. This is you know, and listen, Jeremy Pruitt's a very good coach, but it takes an AD who knows how to sell the program to outside potential employees and who's done it himself. I mean, Philip built Tennessee into a national championship team. He advanced it. Johnny Majors had a great foundation, but it took Philip Fulmer to get over the hump. And if there had been a college football playoff back when Peyton Manning was playing, I think Tennessee would have more than one national championship.
You were there recently covering the beat. Did T. Martin, who now we all know has returned, did he interview with Butch Jones officially?
Yeah, way back, way back, early on, I want to say 2013, I talked to T about it even back then. And at that time, if you'll remember, the staff that Butch brought was pretty much a Mac staff. And honestly, believe me, there's plenty of people that go back in my Twitter timeline and look for things. It seems to be a sport of sorts. But I wasn't big on the Butch Jones hire because I didn't think he had an SEC-caliber staff. And you know what? When he first came to the league, he didn't. You take a look at how much he revamped that staff over the years. And, I mean, in the end, he had some pretty good guys on the staff. I mean, Charlton Warren was obviously on that staff. Bob Shoup, who Mississippi State was second in the nation in scoring defense this year. He was his D coordinator in the end. But there were too many moving pieces and too many moving parts and too many injuries for Butch in the end. But to get back to what I was saying, back then I think that Butch's staff wasn't as appealing in 2013, and T had a good thing going. So it wasn't a matter of T. Martin not wanting to come home. It was a matter of T making a career choice based on the cards that were on the table at that point for his family. And quite frankly, you know, I still talk with a lot of people at Tennessee. I mean, hell, look at that staff. I covered most of those guys at Alabama or at Tennessee when they were players. So I know a lot of those guys. And, you know, one of the big reasons why Tennessee chose – or why T chose Tennessee instead of maybe going to Alabama was Knoxville, the school district. So when people make decisions, when coaches make decisions, everybody wants to look at it as, oh, you know, my team's better than yours or, you know, this or that. Sometimes it's a family decision. I mean, the wife has a say. The school district plays a role. It's no different than anyone else. So I think T was very thorough in his decision, and I think he'll do a great job. I mean, obviously he's got a great reputation in Atlanta where, you know, he coached quarterbacks, including Cam Newton for a little while. And, you know, all T's done in his life is win. So I think it's a great hire by Philip.
Switching it over just briefly here. You've seen the Tennessee basketball team. They're ranked number one. Are they that caliber in your opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, they were that caliber last year. They should have never lost to Loyola Chicago. That was a Final Four team last year. You know, I hate to say it, but they clutched up. They clutched up. You know, Grant Williams disappeared against a freshman, and Loyola was on a run, and, you know, all the Sister Jean stuff overshadowed what happened. But Tennessee underachieved in that game, and it was sad because that was a team last year that was capable of making a Final Four run. But now we're seeing the rest of the story. I mean, Rick Barnes told those guys. I remember writing a lot about the aftermath. I was in the locker room. I saw the sobbing. I saw the tears. Jordan Bone was – it just couldn't collect himself. He felt so horrible. The pain of that loss, his shot rimming out, the guy hitting a shot on him, you know, it was devastating for Grant Williams and Admiral. They've had a whole off season to chew on that loss. And to those guys' credit, they came back bigger, better, deeper than ever and committed. And they're on one hell of a run. This is not a fluke. I mean, this team is playing great basketball. You saw that. They didn't have a good game, and they still managed to beat an Alabama team that matched up really well with them. So much of basketball is matchups. And Tennessee was able to win on a day. I think the crowd probably helped a ton. They've got Thompson Bowling rocking and rolling again. You know, the only question I would have, and, you know, having covered that 30-win Tennessee team that Bruce Pearl had, have these guys peaked too soon? Can they do this in March? And also, what is the NCAA tournament draw going to look like? You know, that Bruce Pearl team, the 30-win team, got the draw from hell. I mean, they played a really long, athletic Louisville team coached by Rick Pitino, maybe one of the only four or five teams that could handle their three-quarter trap and had the length to bother their three-point shooters. And even had Tennessee won that Sweet 16 game, they would have had to play North Carolina in Charlotte. It was a horrible draw. So there's a lot left to the season. The big prize now is to win the national championship. I think we're beyond talking about making the tournament at Tennessee. I think we're beyond Sweet 16. The question now becomes, can this become the best Tennessee basketball team of all time? Because for all the Ernie and Bernie talk, they didn't do anything in the NCAA tournament. They just didn't. Sorry. The Bruce Pearl Elite Eight team is the most accomplished. I think this team right here is at least a Final Four team and could go even further if they get the right matchups in the tournament.
Tomorrow night, Memorial Gym, Griff, Tennessee comes to Vanderbilt. Why don't you cover it, and then we can go look at the football facilities. You want to do that?
Yeah. You know, speaking of, you know, it's tough. You know, Vanderbilt basketball is in a tough time. You know, you hate to see it. You know, that gym is unique. I think it's always kind of been an advantage for Vandy. I know a lot of coaches used to complain about the end lines. But, boy, that's a great place to watch a basketball game. You know, couldn't be more than 180 degrees from football. But I really like Vanderbilt basketball, but they don't have anything for Tennessee. I mean, that's going to be ugly. And, you know, obviously there's a historic note. Is the last time Tennessee was number one, they played Vanderbilt and lost. But what people don't know was the weather complications and the two-day rest. I think it was a Tuesday night game. And there were some weather complications that really bothered Tennessee getting there. I want to say there was snow and ice on the highways. And that was not a rested Tennessee team. They had come back from a road game at Memphis, didn't get back until the wee hours in the morning. This will be a more rested Tennessee team. And Vanderbilt of today is not the Vanderbilt of yesterday in basketball.
Griff, we'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Griff joins us every Tuesday in this radio slot. Cursed with having to cover Georgia basketball. You notice I didn't ask him about Georgia basketball. I can promise you, every Georgia fan listening to this show right now, not a one of them had a Georgia basketball question. Not one. Some backup left tackle? Oh, absolutely. Current basketball? No. Absolutely not. That's a no-go. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill Is King. Tickets, Primo Seats. PRIMOseats.com. PrimoSeats.com for your ticket needs. And use the name Bill Is King. That's right. Take the name Bill Is King, one word, put that in the promo code box, and that will get you a discount. Absolutely. That will get you a discount. So, Primo Seats for concerts or sports, college, pro, any kind of ticket you might need. We're going to get the break. I have a little something I have been told by Crazy Charlie, a caller. We'll just leave it at that when we come back. A caller when we come back from break. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Two lanes reopened on Bell Road at Mountain View from that major crash with injuries. I-24 jammed south of Bell Road and OHB. A wreck on I-24 near the Memphis-Huntsville exit and on Murfreesboro Pike at Hamilton Church Road. The eastern split is molasses today. I-65 has wrecks at Fern Avenue and the Dickerson Pike on-ramp. It and I-24 are slammed both north and east of downtown Nashville. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And now, Heflin Construction LLC is reminding motorists to slow down this holiday season, keep an eye out for kids and families, and be sure to never text and drive. This tip is by Heflin Construction LLC. For the best in residential, commercial, and new construction, for kitchen, basement, and bathroom remodels to a full-scale addition, turn your dreams into reality with Heflin Construction LLC. Call today at 615-822-6876. Heflin Construction LLC. Going the extra mile for the safety of our kids. Heflin Construction. They're people who care. Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Music City will be under a wind advisory today, increasing clouds high 54 for the day. Showers this evening, a low 45. Temperatures rise slightly on Wednesday with a rain snow mix. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be there in about a week. Week from Friday, I think. 888-702-5494. We've had all kinds of rumors about the Cosby Cattleman. I believe he's back. Late night Dickel drinking and George Strait viewing on YouTube. Cosby Cattleman.
Happy New Year, Monsieur King. Pastor Bubbly.
Hey, do you know a guy named Spence?
No.
He called in last week and said you were incarcerated in Cock County on a moonshine. Seriously, a moonshine deal that had gone bad. So we went with it. We carried the narrative on the show.
Well, I'm just now getting back from the New Year's Eve party. It was over in Cock County, though.
It was?
Yeah, it was in Cock County. Cosby's in Cock County. You didn't know that?
So you're right next to Newport, Tennessee.
We're like the second exit before you hit Buzz Country. We're like the second exit before you hit North Carolina.
Okay, so Newport and Cosby are both in Cock County.
Yeah, all that.
I didn't know that.
Gallenberg nearly is.
I did not know.
Your favorite town, Gallenberg, nearly is, Bill. Hey, Bill, I was calling you about Clay Helton and Manny Diaz, but I got to play off Griff. That blew my mind. Some things hadn't changed in the new year. Where to begin? Okay, let's start with T. Martin.
Yeah.
T. Martin got fired in La La Land. His career is damaged. He'll never be a coordinator again. All he is the 2019 version of Rodney Garner. As they say over here in Cosby, Bill, he got blowed out.
Once he ran out of quarterbacks, right?
Yeah. He came over here. I mean, I know Doug Dickey kicked him off campus and all that crap with the dumb Bama butts and all that, you know, the Logan Young crowd. But there's been so much bad blood between T. Martin and Tennessee. And he came over here 6-7 years ago on a family trip and, you know, crapped on Butch's nose and went back to L.A. chuckling. And now his career's on the rocks. And here comes Fatmer and Jeremy giving sloppy seconds to him. He ought to be paying UT to work for him.
Hey, what was that?
Hey, Bill, your buddy Doug Matthews won't tell you that, will he?
That's not the spin I'm hearing. I'm hearing this is the greatest hire ever.
He's not down there at Whole Foods or Publix, will he?
I am told the hiring of T. Martin has accelerated Tennessee's next natty up about 2 years. That's how fast this is going.
He needs to sit there and coach tight ends and go recruit football players because he can't coach. He's a recruiter only, just like Rodney Garner.
Now, what was the deal?
Hey, Bill, what about Tracy Rocker? What the hell is Tracy Rocker doing for his six-figure salary? Has he recruited anybody yet?
Now he's watching his son pitch for Vanderbilt. That's what he's doing.
He's on the Pat Washington plan, isn't he? Sitting over there cashing a six-figure check, doing nothing, living off 10 years ago. He's about like Lance Thompson. Where's Lance Thompson going?
What was the deal back at, what was it, 99? Right before the Tennessee game, they busted, somebody put out an article that T was getting money, and he was cashing it at the, what was the cash?
Our buddy Griff was involved in this story, Bill. All the dumb Bammers couldn't ever figure out that Logan Young was buying players in Memphis, so the hoodoo comeback was they were trying to say T. Martin got bought out of Mobile, Griff went down there and interviewed the termite guy. Griff put the termite man. You're in the extermination business. Griff went out of Mobile and interviewed the termite guy. But Logan Young bought half of Memphis, and the Bammers want to say it's even because supposedly T. Martin got bought.
But what was the cash place he was going to get his money? What was the name of that?
Yeah, it was Check for Cash, quick fix places, wasn't it? That's what it was, wasn't it? Or there was some woman down there, some UT alum was down there, and Cecil Bama homers were down there praying to get UT on probation, lie bomb in that crowd. Those Bammers aren't real smart, Bill. They still haven't figured out Logan Young bought Kendall Moorhead and David Payne, and those dummies will never figure it out. Ask your Lex Tide buddy that next time you see him.
Oh, that's coming up tomorrow, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Bill, a couple of things for you here, and I'll clear out. This is a football show, but, over here on the pretty side of the plateau, it's all about basketball right now. But as usual, I'll give you something you don't hear at the water cooler. You know what I'm loving about this basketball season?
The women are old for their last
time. Yeah, you're reading my mind. You've been taking too many of my calls. Holly got her Spanx pulled down again last night. She's on a 5-game losing streak, making $690,000 a year. Does Miss King wear Spanx?
I don't think so.
Ask her next time. I don't think she'll get mad at you. Ask Miss King if she wears Spanx. Makes $690,000 a year, Bill, and on a 6-game losing streak, and the Debbie Jennings crowd and the rest of the manhitters over here all in Fatmer's butt trying to get her fired. The rumor is she's going to walk away for free. Not even going to take her buyout. Why the hell would a woman's basketball coach ever have a buyout, Bill? Where's Holly going? The Harley Davidson shop to sell motorcycles. Hey, Don, one thing on the play out in the Mayday, I've had this kind of sitting on the shelf over here at the Double C Ranch for a while.
Right.
I'm going to make this quick for you. Manny Diaz, for Christ's sakes, this guy's never been a head coach. He hoodoos Temple up there. Everybody jumps on Kiffin for leaving after a year. Manny Diaz left for 72 hours?
Yeah.
Did he even have a hotel room in Philadelphia? Forget an apartment. Probably didn't even have a hotel room. And, Bill, you got Kiffin. If Kiffin, you had Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke was pushing Kiffin on Twitter, I hear. And those players laid down on Kiffin this year. He had to go 5-7 at the MTSU play. I'll still never get over that play over at MTSU. You seen that play yet, Bill? How MTSU got Kiffin last year on that 2-point play? Have you seen that yet?
Yes.
You ever seen a play like that in your life?
No.
What's
that have to do with Manny Diaz?
My man Kiffin's year 3 down in Boca tarpon fishing, and Manny Diaz, no head coaching experience is that to you. Can you believe that?
Well,
everybody thought Will Muschamp was going to be great. Look at Will Muschamp. And I know Jerry Pruitt's had no head coaching experience, and Kirby Smart's had no head coaching experience, and blah, blah, blah. Even Mark Richt had no head coaching experience when he got the Georgia job. Why in the world is Manny Diaz sitting down there at the U, Bill? I mean, Miami's made how many bad hires in a row? Al Golden was an awful hire. Richt was an awful hire. He was a fried burnout. Give me the last time Miami made a good hire.
Butch Davis. Literally, Butch Davis was the last good hire.
I mean, you could argue Coker. I mean, Coker pulled a Barry Switzer and got it across the finish line. But, I mean, that's what had a Randy Shannon down there. That's what, 3 or 4 bad hires in a row?
Correct.
And lastly, Bill, what did Cliff Kingsbury do to USC? He treated her like one of those women down there at Printer's Alley. USC, I follow your man Ryan Abraham. They thought Cliff Kingsbury was going to run it, come in there and save the, you know, save the bacon, and they push out Clay Helton next year, probably elevate him to head coach. Speaking of guys that weren't on campus a week, he treated them like one of those women on Printer's Alley, Bill.
I've never been to Printer's Alley, so I couldn't tell you what that's like.
Miss King, Bill, ask Miss King if she wears Spanx, and ask Miss King if you've ever been to Printer's Alley. I think we don't want to know the answer to those questions out here in Radio Land. Happy 19, Monsieur King.
Okay, bye. Oh. Yeah, that'll clear up the T. Martin thing. Everybody celebrating in the streets. I hope you just heard that right there. He even took a shot at Tracy Rocker. Why the hate on Tracy Rocker there? What's Tracy Rocker ever done bad to him? I could see that. So he's back. Many late nights of Dickel intake for the Cosby Cattleman, but he's finally back. I did not realize. See, I don't know the East Tennessee geography all that good. I mean, I know it okay, but I did not know that Cosby was also Cock County. So he lives in that lawless county, Cock County, spelt with an E. C-O-C-K-E County, Cock County, Tennessee, where I think I should have asked him this because I didn't know that's his county. If it is the law that you must possess a firearm there, that's the rumor. It's so lawless that it's a law that you must possess a firearm or otherwise it's too dangerous. You better be packing heat if you're walking around Cock County. Well, it took, what is today's date? What are we looking at today? It's 22nd. So 36 days for the Cosby Cattleman. According to Jim in Bloomington, his last call was December 17th, 2 days prior to commitments. So, what? Over a month for the Cosby Cattleman there. Over a month. From the 17th to the 22nd. 36 days. Now, that call was worth it there. He was. That's the other thing about the Cosby Cattleman. Very rarely will he call and be off message. Very rarely. Cosby Cattleman is always on his game. And it's diverse. I mean, who all did he take a shot at there? T. Martin, women's basketball at Tennessee. Obviously, he's got to get Fulmer in there. Miami. Temple. Southern Cal. Manny Diaz. He got Randy Shannon in there. Tracy Rocker. I mean, that's a whole, I mean, think about it. That's a diverse, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there with the Cosby Cattleman. And, of course, now, again, take note of this, everybody. He is a true, he's a Tennessee fan. I think Tennessee fans would argue with me that he's a true fan. But that's his school. He loves Tennessee. Did he say anything good about them just then? The men's team's ranked number one. You know what he mentioned? How bad the women's team is. Nothing to compliment the men's team. The women have lost their last five games. Holly Warlick is probably not going to survive this. She shouldn't have got extended last year by Fulmer. And he didn't even mention the number one ranking. A rare number one ranking at his school. And he went right for the negative. That's the Cosby Cattleman. That's why he's unique. He loves his school, except he doesn't love anything about that school. He literally has it both ways. You know, they say you can't have it both ways. Oh, yeah, you can. He has it both ways. He loves the University of Tennessee and can't think of anything good to say about him. That's why he's unique. That's why he's his own dude. Yeah, I'll have to ask my wife after the show if she has Spanx. I have no idea. I'm a dude, man. I don't know any of that other stuff. She'll have to even explain to me what that is. I guess I'll need to ask her, too, if she's been to the printer's alley. Because my wife's from Houston. So I don't know if she's had time to go to printer's alley. Maybe she was there yesterday. I don't know. All right, let's get to the bottom of the hour break. Cosby Cattleman, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries at West End and 24th. I-24 is jammed south of Bell Road and OHB. A wreck on I-24 near the Memphis-Huntsville exit and several along Murfreesboro Pike. The eastern split is at single-digit speeds. I-65 has wrecks at Fern Avenue and the Dickerson Pike on-ramp. It and I-24 are jammed both north and east of downtown Nashville. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Owensboro, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Omni. Got quite a few emails that just rolled in. L in the 910 email says, Bill, good to know that Cosby is still breathing and not in the slammer for a bad moonshine deal. Says, funny how his hiatus nearly closely coincides with the government shutdown, though. He said, I thought the UT basketball thing with them being number one might smoke him out. Keep it rolling during the non-playing portion of the season. Thank you, Will. L L Dog brought it up earlier. What's the origination of the Mullen Kirby Smart dislike? Other than one's Georgia, one's Florida. That's obvious. William says, Bill, he says, I'm not sure where it started, but Mullen, when he got to Florida, called Georgia's SEC championship the year before a case of a blind squirrel finding an acorn. I don't remember that. I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong, William, at all. I don't recall that. Do others remember that? Regarding the walking horse tradition at Tennessee, I thought that ended like in the 80s or something. Norman sent this message, says, Bill, I don't remember the year, but he said, I was on the field standing by Doug Dickey, the AD then at Tennessee. He said, when the walking horse came around and Doug said that it is tearing up the field and we cannot have that anymore. He said, it might have been the 06 Cal game. But he said maybe it was several years prior. Signed, Norm. Maybe I am way off on that one. I thought they ended that. Now, it doesn't mean that they didn't bring it back for an occasion here or there. But I'm talking about as a home game tradition for Tennessee. The walking horse strutting out there. I thought was something that was done away with many, many years ago. Like 20, 30 years ago. I mean, prior to the 90s. Maybe I just didn't notice. Somebody who's more up to date on that, let me know. Cosby Cattleman, man. Did the Cosby Cattleman disappoint there? Not at all. KKL says, did he just say she got her Spanx pulled down? Yes, that's what he said. Rob in the 210, quote, she done got her Spanx pulled down. Jeff, too. Cosby Cattleman, my gracious, how we have missed thee. There is nobody like that guy. Awesome. The Gary Joe Collins tweets, Bill, that guy on the show right now is awesome. I'm laughing so hard, it hurts. Where did you find this jewel? Oh, he called back in the WLAC days. Yeah, the whole origination of what we do now started at WLAC in the late 80s. But now he wasn't calling late 80s. But I'd say certainly mid-90s he was calling. But see, back then, it was a different time. First of all, it was me and Bob Bell. We co-hosted the show. And basically, I mean, he was the main there for quite some time. He was the main guy. I mean, he was a TV star in this town forever. I was just the young guy coming out of school, hoping to get on the air. And Bob was pro-Tennessee to the point where you were not allowed to say anything negative. I mean, literally, about Tennessee. And so the Cosby Cattleman would call in, and it was totally different than now. It would be a real fight. He'd call in, he'd be negative, and Bob would go nuts. And it was not play fighting. It was not radio. Hey, we're putting on a show for you here. It was seriously, you're talking down about the Vols, and I'm not going to take it. And that's the way all those calls went. But I'll tell you this, he kept calling back. Yeah, with Bob, you could not joke at all about Tennessee. You literally couldn't. I mean, it was life or death with him. And you know what? I mean, that's just the way he is. He never apologized for that. That's the way he is. Today, radio is totally different. It's totally different. Nathan says, Cosby sure started 19 fired up. Came out guns a-blazing. He did. Again, we thought maybe Tennessee being ranked number one would smoke him out. It didn't. He's more happy that the women are losing, and Holly's going to lose her job probably about this. Holly Warlick is the coach. He is more gleeful about that than anything the men are doing, and the men are ranked number one right now. Nobody like him. Bubby said, Bill, better let the Cosby cattleman know that the Double C Ranch is also an actual place in your neck of the woods. Wouldn't want him to get a defamation lawsuit filed. The Double C Ranch is on Old Hillsborough Road in Franklin. Yes. My area. Absolutely my area. My God's country area. Old Hillsborough Road, which is a beautiful winding road through the countryside. Correct. Lane tweeting says, Bill Griff can always draw Cosby out if he brings up Fulmer and friends. Cosby actually likes Griff. Now, he disagrees with most everything he says. And remember, he did the podcast. The thing that gets Cosby about Griff is the podcast that Griff was doing when he was covering Tennessee most recently. And it was before Butch's last season. And he was talking about how good Butch was going to do and how good the team would be and how good of a head coach Butch was. A lot of Pollyanna sunshine pumping in that podcast. And the Cosby Cattleman would listen to it, knowing it would upset him, knowing it would get him all in a tizzy, and then he would call and bash Griff. Karen says, Bill, tell Cosby it's 2019, and he can't talk about women having their underwear pulled down. I don't think he's listening to what we think. Cosby Cattleman. Yeah, immediately when the Cosby Cattleman called up, I got a flood of emails, people checking in left and right. I was about, well, before the Cosby Cattleman contacted Crazy Charlie last Friday, I was worried. I mean, I'm genuinely worried. Now, I don't know. I didn't think anything had happened to him bad. I just worried that he had gone away for whatever reason. And again, I couldn't figure out. I was racking my brain because I couldn't figure out why he would go away. I was wondering, what have I done? Is there something that I could I have crossed the line? Of course, think about that. How could I be crossing the line with him? Be the other way around, right? But I'd gotten to that point. What had I done? What did I say? What happened? Because it's not like he has some other place to go, at least not for what we do. All the stations in Knoxville have banned him. He's not allowed on those stations because he won't toe the company line. He can't call those stations up there and say, I'm so happy the women are losing every game and the coach got her Spanx pulled down. There's no way. That's not getting on the air up there. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, what are Spanx? Is that short for pantyhose? Or spandex? I've got no idea. I'm telling you, I have no idea. That's not my world. Oh. Vince says, Bill Cosby is the GOAT. Yo, he is. He's unique. The only fan that I've ever met in person or had called the show that has a clear favorite team that he pulls for every day, keeps up with them every day, and he continuously, year after year, doesn't like anything about any of them. His team. but he stays connected. I think he's okay with Jeremy Pruitt. I'm now, if Jeremy starts losing and this thing never gets fixed, that'll change with him. But I think he's open-minded with Pruitt. He's taken a few shots at Pruitt, you know, not being well-spoken or things of that nature. But I think he's more on board than he's not on board. He'll never be a Fulmer guy. Fulmer could have the athletic department in every sport winning a natty, and he wouldn't like him. No, he's never going to be a Fulmer guy. Never going to happen. Karen says, good point, but it is disturbing that Cosby knows what Spanks. What are Spanks? He says, now I've got the visual of him looking at women's undergarments. I'm totally creeped out. Is that, I don't even know. Somebody Google that. Is it okay to Google it and put it up? Can we get in trouble for Googling and then posting the definition of Spanx on Twitter? Are we crossing any lines there if we do that? I mean, I've got a good vocabulary. I have no idea what Spanx. I never even heard of Spanx. It's spelled S-P-A-N-X. I'm out of loop on that. Let's get one more break. I know we need to do that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
In Midtown, crashes with injuries at West End and 24th near Chili's and on 10th and Lawrence. I-40 East recovering from a wreck cleared at Whitebridge. The eastern split is at single-digit speeds. I-65's wreck with injuries on the Dickerson Pike on-ramp has it and I-24 slow both north and east of downtown. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check out their website at icusecurityinc.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Crank up the fun, Nashville.
Nashville.
The 2019 Nashville RV
Super Show.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music City Center. Three big days. Three huge dealers. Lazy Days RV of Knoxville, Kentucky RV, and Bankston Motorhome. One fantastic event. The 2019 Nashville RV
Super Show.
Fun and savings on the new RV of your dream. With special RV Super Show factory savings, dealer discounts, and low financing. Tour hundreds of new RVs, including motorhomes,
pull behind,
toy haulers,
fifth wheels,
campers, and more.
Then choose the one to start enjoying the great outdoors with your family and friends.
This is the best time ever to buy a new RV.
The 2019 Nashville RV
Super Show.
Friday, noon till 8. Saturday, 10 to 9. Sunday, 11 to 5. Adults, $10. Kids, 12 and under, free.
Visit bkproductions.biz. Download a $2 off coupon, bring it to the show, and save.
Three big days.
Three huge dealers.
The 2019 Nashville RV
Super Show.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music City Center. Produced by BK Productions.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, you all right? I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Five-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Music City will be under a wind advisory today, increasing clouds high 54 for the day. Showers this evening, a low 45. Temperatures rise slightly on Wednesday with a rain-snow mix. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
See, I'm learning things here. Butch down in Birmingham said, Bill, Spanx are undergarments that slim you down by holding everything in tightly. The woman who invented them is now part of Time Shark on Shark Tank. Bubby down in Georgia says, Bill, Spanx founder Sarah Blakely is the hottest billionaire in the world. See, I'm totally disconnected from all that. Wow. I mean, I kind of knew what he meant when he said Spanx, but I don't specifically until now. Now I'm getting an education on it. William called, or emailed, I should say, earlier, and said, Bill, Mullen took a little shot when he got the Florida job at Georgia about the previous year's Eastern Division title, whatever. Gators coach on Georgia's SEC title. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. So that, I'm hearing, you know what? I don't even remember that event. Now, it absolutely happened because there's articles here and everything else about it. But this is not fake news. But I was not aware of that until now. Roundman says, Bill, I am so glad I was listening when the cattleman made his triumphant return to the show. Long live the Cosby cattleman. Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter. Follow at Cosby Cattleman. The only problem is he hasn't tweeted since October of 2010. I think he's got 75 followers. We could help him with that, but I don't think we can coax him into tweeting. I feel lucky that he called back, that we've got him. Hopefully we got him back. But I don't think he wants to get out there and tweet. I'd love it. If the Cosby Cattleman, if we could get him on Twitter, because again, he's got an account at the Cosby Cattleman, at Cosby Cattleman. But A, if we could get him to tweet, and then his Twitter game was as good as his call-in game, folks, we would have gold right there. We would have absolute Twitter gold right there. But I don't think he's going to do that. The Cosby Cattleman has some specific rules that he goes by, and they're his rules, and he typically does not ever break those boundaries. Just saying. Yeah, I'm glad most of you did. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll capture that. We'll play it tomorrow. Yeah, that'll be part of the show tomorrow. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan will join us. We'll talk Alabama. We also have Josh Newberg. We'll get down there, talk some Florida State and state of Florida with him. And I'll chase down a few other people. We'll see what else we can get for the show tomorrow. But that's the general blueprint for Wednesday. My 15-year-old boy needs to go and get his learner's permit, too. That's on the agenda. I'm not looking forward to that. I just had my, I don't think I've talked about this, my second oldest. He's now at Tennessee. He's on Rocky Top with his older brother. I got two of them up there now. Right before he left for college, totaled his second car. So I'm not really looking forward to getting my 15-year-old boy his learners for obvious reasons. Yeah, he was pulling out, going through a neighborhood, said the sun was in his eyes, so he couldn't see well, and he ran into a construction van in front of a house that was being built. Did about $5,000 damage to that one and about totaled his car. He totaled his first car that we bought him over in Cool Springs about 2 years ago. So that was about a $10,000 daddy expense there. So I'm not looking forward to my 15-year-old getting his learners, to say the least. Anyways, I thought I would share that with the audience. It makes me feel not any better, but at least I got it off my chest. At Crazy Charlie 615. At Billis King. At Cosby Cattleman, too. Hadn't posted since 2010. Archives are up there for you. Loshpop.